Your Mishnayis Masechta Nazir, we're up to Perek Dalid Mishnevov. The Mishnah says, O Ish Madir Es Benoi Banozir. There's a special local Moshe Mitzrayim that a father has the right to make his son that's a Kotin, before he's a God, before Bar Mitzvah, before he has the Simonim, when he's still a Kotin, the father has a right to make him into a Nazir. He could say, Hare Bini Pleni Nazir, or he could say, Hare Yato Nazir, and it's chalon him din in Naziris. But v'yeinu isha maderas as b'no b'nozir. But by nisha there's no such halacha. The mother does not have the right, the power, to make his son into a nozir. Ketzad, how is this? In other words, there's a tanai providing that the son is not moicha, does not protest, or else to crave him. When the father makes him into a nozir, if the brother or the sisters or the mother protest, they could stop the naziris. So ketzad, how is the father naziris? Gilach, let's say the son in the middle of the 30 days takes a haircut. Or Shagechu Kroiv, or else his relatives give him a haircut. So it shows that they're being Meicham, they don't want the Naziris. Or else Micha, the son himself, protests and says no. Or else Shemichu Kroivam, or else the relatives protest and say no. So Lacharias, he's not a Nazir anymore. He's bottled the shame Nazir. But what's going to be? Hoy Suloi Behemim of Reshes. Let's say the father already set aside Behemis for his son's Kabonis. We know a Nazir has to bring 3 Kabonis. So the father already was Makdashit for the Kabonis. So Lachar is HaChatis. The one that he set aside for Korban Chatis, that's Thomas. Now that the son is not a Nazir, it's like Chatis Shemesu Malom. The thing is, you have to let it die. You can't kill it, but you have to put it in the room and let it starve to death. For your Oila, the one you set aside for Korban Oila, take Rav Oila, that you could bring. If you bring it for Nadava, Ve'ashlamim, the one you set aside for Korban Shlamim, Yikrivu Shlamim, should be brought for Korban Shlamim, V'teras Nadava. But, V'nacholim liyer mechud, if you don't eat it, one day and one night. But as a loch of a Shalmei Nazir, not like a regular Shlamim, that you could eat 2 days and one night. But even though it's a Shalmei Nazir, since the Nazir is not using it, it's only V'teras Nadava, V'yenim tunim lechem, he doesn't have to bring lechem. Usually, the shlomim is toyin lechem. What's going to be hoyoloi moyis stumim? The father just set aside money, but he didn't say how much for each carvin. So the lacher is yipul and adavam. He's used all the money she brought into the base of Migdash when they bring oilas and adavam for from it. What's going to be moyis mufroshim? He set aside the money. He said this money should be for chatis, this for noilo. He set aside already. So then the mechatis, the money he set aside for chatis, yachul yam melech. You have to throw it away in the yam that you can't use it. The kids, you're not allowed to have anof from it. And therefore, le'nen v'le merlim. You're not allowed to have anof from this money. But if you do have anof, shnoi not over nisim milah. You don't have to get in korban milah for it. Because since the behemoth it's not aimed, tava krovom, it does not kedushas milah. What's going to be though? The may oila, the money you set aside for korban oila, that money yov yodish, should bring a korban oila, teres in the dava, and therefore it's aimed to have a krova umoylem hem. If you have a no from the money, you're over nisim mila. You have to bring a korban mila. Shlamim, the may shlam, the money set aside for korban shlamim, yov yodish shlamim, bring it for korban shlamim. And acholim liyem echad, you don't eat it one day, not 2 days, but again, v'yenim tunim lechem. You don't have to have lechem with this shlamim, since the nazir is not being yotzi his chayiv with it. Your Mishnah Zayin, for ish megaleach al nazirus aviv, that a son, if he becomes a nazir, he's allowed to use the money that his father set aside for his father's kavanas. That's called ish, the son, for megaleach, means bring the kavanas al nazirus aviv, relying on the kabbonis that his father set aside for himself. That means, let's say, first the father was a nazir, and he set aside money for kabbonis, and then the father died before he used the kabbonis. So the son now is allowed to use that money for his kabbonis. But v'yeinu isha megalechas on nazir sovia. Let's say a girl that's kinyashin a father. There are no sons, only the girl. She's a gedola. And she became a nazir, and she had in mind that she wants to use her father's money that he set aside for his kabbonis, so she cannot use it. And again, there's a halacha, a kabbonah like this, that only his son has the right to use his father's money for the kabbonis, and not the girl. Kate said, what's the case now? Misha Yaviv Nazir, let's say the father was a Nazir, and he was in the middle of the Nazirus, and v'hifrash mayistumim, he set aside money for his kabbonis, on his Yerusalem, to bring for his own kabbonis. What happened was, v'meis, the father died before he finished his Nazirus. The Yomar, and now the son says, Hareini Nazir, I want to become a Nazir, al manas on the condition, shagaleach al moyes abba, that I'll be able to take haircut, meaning, finish off my Nazirus with my father's money, meaning I'll be able to use my father's money for my kabbonis. See, the Tanna Kam Luchur says that the son could do this. And this Rabbi Yossi argues, Rabbi Yossi Yossi says no, Harei Elo Yibnul Nadavim, in such a case where the son first became a Nazir, after the father died, too late, the father's money has to go to Nadavim, to the Mizbeach, be brought for Eilas Nadavim. And therefore, Ein Zer Meglech on Nazirus Ovim, if the son first becomes a Nazir, after his father died, too late, he cannot use the money for his own kabbonis. He has to bring his own kabbonis from his own money. But rather, if Yesi says, Ei Zeyu, what's the case? Shemegaleach on Nazirus Ovim, where a son is allowed to use his father's money, that his father set it aside for his kabbonis. Where's the case the son could use it? Mishayu, who will be of Nazirim? Means when the father was still alive, the son also became a Nazir. So both of them were Nazir at the same time. And the Hifrish Aviv Maisim, the father set aside money for himself, and his Nazirusah for his own Nazirus, Vameis. And then the father dies before he got to use his own Kabbonis. In such a case, the son now could take it over, since the son was already a Nazir before the father died. Zeo, this is the case, Shemegaleach on Nazirus Aviv, that the son can take a haircut, meaning finish off his Nazirus, use the kabbonis of his father. You're up to Perek Chamishi. Mishnah Aleph. Beishamai Omrim. Beishamai says, Hegdish toyis Hegdish. If somebody makes a mistake when he's marked to something, still it's called Hegdish. As long as he said a raise of Hegdish, even though he made a mistake, still it's Chal. However, Beisilo says, Ein Hegdish, no, if you made a mistake when you meant it, so it's not Chal, it's not Hegdish. Case of, what's the case really arguing on? So, Omar, somebody says like this, Shor Shochor, a black ox, Sheyetze mi beis rishon, the first one that comes out of my house, the first shor that's black that comes out of my house, Hareyu Hegdish, I want to make a Hegdish. That's what he said. And what happened was, V'yotzalovin, the first one that came out was white. So in such a case, Beshar Mayim Hegdish, still it's Chal Hegdish. Lamaisa, what you meant to say, you said the first shor that comes out of your house is going to be Hegdish. Rather, you thought it was going to be a black one. If it came out to be a white one, still it's Hegdish. Well, Basilum says, no, ain't no Hegdish. No, it was a toys. You thought a black one that came out first. Now that a white one came out, you didn't mean to make it Hegdish. Therefore, it's not Chal Hegdish. And the Gemara says, the Tama of Beishami, as he learns out, Tchilas Hegdish from Sof Hegdish, meaning from Temura. By Temur, even though he made a mistake, who are din Tchilas Hegdish also? Let's see Mishnah Beis. What another case is, Adina Zohov, Sheyala Biyada Rishon Hareyu Hegdish. Somebody says the first golden coin that comes up in my hand, that one should be Hegdish. He puts his hands in his pocket, he says the first coin, if golden, that should be Hegdish. What happened was, Viola Shakesef, the first coin to come up was a silver coin. So Beishamai says, Hegdish. The Maisi, you meant to say the first one, and this is the first one, even though you said gold came out to be silver, that toy is still its chal, still its Hegdish. Vesilu Amrim, no, ain't a Hegdish. Since you only meant to say a gold one, you denied out Kavana for a silver one, therefore it's not chal the Hegdish. What's going to be Chovia Shal Yain Shetala B'yodi Rishayna? The first barrel of wine that I get, Harei Hegdish, that should be Hegdish. But happens when he went down to bring up the barrels, for he also Shal Shem, and it came out the first barrel he brought up was oil, not wine. Again, Beisham and Yermim Hegdish, yes, it's Chal Hegdish. He said the first barrel he brings up, and this is the first barrel. Even though it's a toy, he learns out from Temura, still it's Chal the Hegdish. However, again, Beisham and Yermim Hegdish, however, Beisilu says no, and Hegdish, not Chal Hekdesh in this case, since it was Betois. Mishnah Gimel. Mi she noda benozir. Somebody made a neder to become a nozir. And he didn't realize that the lashon he used was the good lashon Nazirus. And therefore he was naig heter with his neder. He didn't realize, he didn't think he really said a good lashon. Therefore he started to drink wine. And the mitam rap was v'nishal chacham. He went to ask the chacham later on, listen, was my neder really a good neder or not? And the asar, the chacham says, yes, the neder you said was a good lashon Nazirus. So it comes out, he was a nozir and he drank wine. He's over the Aveira drinking wine. So lachar is meiner mishor shenodem. Even though he drank wine, still it's oila leminyan shleishim, and he only has to count 30 days for his nazirus. Even the day that he drank is oila, and that's the lachar midiraisa. Every gemara's mashman, but the rabbanim though they made a knas on you that those days that you know a hetter, the nozir is not oila. You have to count 30 days from the time the chacham tells you that you're a nozir. What's going to be nishal chacham betira? You went to the chacham and he told you that the lashon that you said was not a good lashon nazirish. You're not a nozir, so you're not a nozir. What happened was hoysla beimim mefreshes, but you already set aside animals for the kabbonis, like you thought you were a nozir, and when asafik you set aside animals for the kabbonis. So lachar is it's not chavat hegdish, it's a hegdish betoyis, and therefore teitzei betira and be'eder. You're allowed to use those kabbonis, let the pasture in your field as a regular chudin. Since the kedusha was not chal, since it comes out now, you are not a nozir. On this, Amru beisilu beisham, beisilu says to beishamai, like iatem moedim, don't you agree, bezer, by this halacha, shu hegdish tois, that you see if you make hegdish by a mistake, it's not chal. Like here, you thought you were a nozir, and really came out that the lashon you said was not a nozir, so say it's not chal the naziris. So Beisil asked Mishamah, why do you argue with me on the Mishnah said before? Why do you say the Hegdish Betoy is still called Hegdish? Because don't you agree with me this halacha that it says Shetetzei Betera Be'eder, that this animal now is regular chumen, you could use it. So Omru Lehem Beisham, Beisham answers back and says, Iyatem Moedim, don't you agree that Mishetoy, somebody made a mistake, the Korolitshi Asiri, Bel Asiri Chi, Oliachar Asar Asiri, Shuma Kudish, is a locha by Maisa Behema. You have 10 animals born to you this year, so you have to take off Maisa. So you go count them, throw them out, let them go through the door. You count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, and number 10, and that's the Maisa Behema. But let's say you made a mistake and you called number 9, 10, or else you called last year, the 10th one, you called number 9, and instead you called the 11th one number 10. So lachar is all three of them become hegdish. So the chur you see even betoy is still a chal hegdish. So obviously hegdish is different maybe than nazirus. And this amulam beisil answers back and says, yes, I agree with you by maisam. But over there the pshat is loy hashevet kiddushay. Another betila said by maisi sheni, it's a different halacham. It's not just on the fact that you put the shevet, you put the stick, and the wrong one, and automatically becomes hegdish. Why? What's the right? It's not like you're saying that's a raya hegdish betoyis is called hegdish. As I'll prove it to you, ma ilu tor. Let's say you made a mistake. Veniach hashev, and you put your stick when you're counting al hashmini on the eighth one, and you said that's 10. It doesn't become hegdish. It's not ma'isa beima. Or else be al shnei mosa on the 12th one, you made a mistake and say that's number 10. Shema may be yosa klum. Did you mean anything? Does 8 or 12 mean anything? No. It's only 9 and 11. What's the pshat? Ella Kosev Shakidish Asiri. It's the Pasuk that says that the 10th one is Hegdish. Who Kiddish? The same Pasuk that says the 10th one is Maisa Bema. The Pasuk also is Maraba, is Marba, Hu Achi, Es Hachi, Yes Achadosa. The Torah is also Marba that the 9th and the 10th one also becomes Hegdish. But there's a special there as a Kosev, it's for Maisa Bema. You can't learn out from that to Hilchas Hegdish. And therefore, Vesilu says, there it's a special gzeres hakosiv. You can't learn out from there. Hashenka the hegdish and by nazirus avad the betoyis. You made a mistake. It's not chal. Mishnah Dalit. Misha noda benozir. Somebody made a neder to become a nozir. For holach lohavi as behemtoi. He went to bring his behema. He went to get the three animals that he thought he was going to use for his karbonis when he finishes the main nazirus. Now, as the case is, the person
one made a neder to be a nozer. Why? Because he knows that he owns three animals. So he figured, listen, I have the animals that I need for the karbonos, so therefore I want to be a nozer. What happened was, when he went to get them, Baruch Lovius Bemta, Yomotza Shenignava, it came out that the animals were stolen. He doesn't know them. It's a little bit like a toast now. If he would have known the animals were stolen, he wouldn't have become a nazir. He doesn't want to spend money to buy new animals. He only wanted to use those animals. So Mishnah says like this, if he became a nazir first, and at the time when he became a nazir, he still owned the animals. They were stolen later, so raise a nazir. Then we say it's not called betois, but at the time when you become a nazirus, you have the animals, therefore it's called nazirus. I later they got lost, so what? But the imish enigmav of emtei nozar, let's say the animals were stolen first, and then you went to become a nozir, and even if you didn't know it was stolen yet, that's called nozirus betois, and therefore ain't a nozir. Now let's say them come late and tell you, shno, it was stolen 2 days ago, and you became a nozir today, and you only became a nozir on manas, you thought that you have your animals, now we see you don't have them, so nechanam, you're not a nozir, it's a nozir betois, ain't a nozir. Vizu tois to nachmamodi. It is a mistake that Nachum HaMadi thought. Because Nachum HaMadi thought that you can make such a heter, like it's a Pesach here, and it's a Neilat. Like at the time when you made the Naziris, you didn't know that it was stolen. And it's not Shchich Motzi to happen, so it's a Chiddush that you can make such a Pesach to Benoilat. It will soon be Mishnah explained. Because really, Kishaolo Nazirim min Agoila, where somebody made a Naziris before the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav. And then the Yolo, then the Beis Hamikdash Chorav, and he came up now to Mashlim his Kabbonos to bring the Kabbonos of a Naziris in the Beis Hamikdash. What happened was, Umotza Beis Hamikdash Chorav, he came out, the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, what should I do? There's a person who became a Nazir when the Beis Hamikdash was Lokayim. So he became a Nazir al Manasseh, he'll be able to bring his Kabbonos. And then when he finishes Naziris, 30 days later, he comes to bring them to Beis Hamikdash was Chorav. Now he can't bring his kabbonis. He remains a nozer now. So what's the loch? Is this called a charot? Is this called a toys or not? Because if he would have known at the beginning that the Beis Hamikdash was going to be chorav and he wouldn't be able to bring it, the kabbonis, he would have never become a nozer. So is this called a charot or not? So the Mishnah says, Om Alem Nachum HaMadi. Nachum HaMadi said that time, listen, either way, Yisim Yodim, if you would have known, if these nazirim, the person was the kabbal nazirus, would have known, that the Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed in 20 days, would have you still become a Nazir? Omrullah, they said back to him, lie, we wouldn't have, because we only become a Nazir if we can bring our Kabbonis and become Mutta. But if we can't bring our Kabbonis, we don't become Mutta, we don't want to remain a Nazir the rest of our life. If so, the Tirum Nachum HaMadi, he was master them and said, okay, the Nazir is bottle, it's made the toys, and this way he was master than the Nazir. That's what Nachum HaMadi held, and that's what we're saying before also, that if the Kabbonis was stolen, so it's called a Charotah, the Nazir's bottle that goes across the Nachum HaMadi. However, okay, Shabbat Adov Eitz Chachamim, when the Chum heard about this psak, heard about this case, Omrulay, they said to the Nazirus, no, that Kol Shenazar Achlechor Beis Hamikdash Nazir, as long as you made the Nazirus, you and the Kabbon Nazirus, before the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, when the Beis Hamikdash is Dokayim, that's it. The Naziris was Chal, and you stop now, you can't bring Kabbonis, that's it. But the Naziris is Chal. Mashenka the Mishachor Beis Hamikdash, after the Beis Hamikdash was Chor, let's say you didn't realize, you didn't know about it yet, and then you went to become a Nazir, that's called the Nois Petois, because that's not called Neulit. It's not called something that has to be done later, it's done already. So this is the difference. If you didn't know something that happened already, and you make a nezir now, so that's the charot, that's the toys. If you would have known right now it happened, you would have made it. But to say that something's going to happen, no, Lord, that we don't say, that's not called the good charot, the nazir is still chal. So that's what we said in the ratio of the Mishnah that goes according to Chachamim. And when do we say if the kabbonis was stolen, that the naziris is bottom? Only if by the time you became a nazir, they were already stolen. But if when you first became a nazir, your animals weren't stolen. They're stolen later. That's not called a good charata. Only Nachum HaMadi holds it's called a good charata. But we hold no, that something first happens later on, that's not called a good charata. The time when you make your Nazir, you have the animals, the Naziris is Chal. The Beis Hamikdash was here, so middle of the Naziris is Chal. Mishnehei, Hayim Halcha Maderech, six people were walking in the road, the Echad Bo Kinegdom, and one person came towards them. And there was a machlek between the six people now. Who is he? So Omar Echonem, one of these six people said, listen, Harani Nazar, I want to be a Nazir, I'm telling you, Shazer Pliny, if this is Reuven, like I'm betting to you, this is Reuven, and I'll become a Nazir to prove it that this is Reuven. If it's really my friend Reuven, then I mean to be a Nazir. The Yechraim, another one of these six says, Harani Nazir, Shane Zer Pliny, I'll become a Nazir if it's not Reuven. Like I'm telling you, no, it's not Reuven, it's Shimon. So I'm telling you, I'll be a Nazir only if it's not Reuven. Or else, what's going to be Harani Nazir Shech Mekem Nazir? The third one says now, I want to be a Nazir if one of you, the first two, is a Nazir. Like if Shutai, one of the first two should become a Nazir. Either that person is Reuven or it's not. So one of the first two should become a Nazir. So the third one says, I want to be a Nazir if one of the first two is a Nazir. Or else, let's say the fourth one says, I'll become a Nazir Shein Echad Mekem Nazir. If one of you is not a Nazir, which is what that should be, one should be, one should not be. So if one of you is not a Nazir, then I want to become a Nazir. Or else, Shneichem Nazirim. Or else, I want to be a Nazir if both of you are Nazirim. As the fifth one says, I want to be a Nazir if both of you are Nazirim. And the sixth one says, Shekulchem Nazirim. I want to become a Nazir only if all first five of you are Nazirim. What's the law in such a case? Is this called the good Kabbalist Nazirus or not? So Beishamai says, Kulam Nazirim, yes, they all become Nazirim. Kulam Nazirim. But Beisilo says, Ein Nazir, Nechuras Beishamai Shita, that Betoyis, they all become Nazirim. Therefore, they said a law in the Kabbalist Nazirus, even though the guy was not Reuven, still a Tchal. Therefore, according to Beishamai, they're all Nazirim. However, Beisilo says, no. But they still loimim einay nazir. No, they're not nazirim. Elami shloim nizkaimu devarov. And the Gemara changes the gears. Really, it should be who's a nazir? Only the ones that's mekayim is devarov. Meaning the first one. He said he's a nazir. If that person is Reuven, if it comes out he's really Reuven, tenechnami. Then the first person he's a nazir. Rav Tafin says ein echad meam nazir. No, neither of them become a nazir. Even if it's really true that that person is Reuven, that's not called a good Lashon Nazirus. Because Rav Tarfon learns Nazirus has to be Lashon of Aflaw, a clear, pure Lashon. We know for sure it's Chal, there can't be any Sveikas involved. Apostle says, Ishki Yafli Lindor Ned and Nazir. That has to be a pure Lashon, Aflaw. And therefore, neither of these do we know exactly if it's Chal or not. The Shashi said it, that's not called Aflaw. Neither of them become a Nazir. Mishnah Vav. What's going to be in a similar case of Mishnah? What happened was, Hetil Achurav, this person that was coming towards them, and each one of them said a lashon of Nazirus and a Suffolk, what's going to be if that person turned backwards? And now we do not know who he was. So again, the first one said, I'm a Nazir, he's Reuven. And now we don't know if he's Reuven or not. He turned backwards and went away from us. What's the lachom? The Mishnah says, Ein Nazir. Neither of them are Nazirus. But this is the klal, Suffolk Nazirus Yigolakula. And if the Suffolk, if any one of them is a Nazir, we're not Suffolk, we're in a doubt, we say it's not Chal. Reb Shimon says, Yoimer, that they should say like this. Reb Shimon says, not let the Tanakam, he says, we're not Suffolk, they're all Nazirim, but remain a Suffolk Nazirus. And therefore, what should they do that the all have a din Suffolk Nazirus on them? So Reb Shimon says, Yoimer, they should say, Emhoyik Kedvorai, if it's like I said that I'm really a Nazir, Hareni Nazir Chayva, then these Kabbonis that I'm bringing right now, these are Baturus Naziris Chayva, the regular Korban Chattis, Nasha B'yaitza. V'yimla, but on the top to say that I was wrong, and therefore I'm not a Nazir, so he still brings the Korban, then he says, Hareni Nazir Nadav, you should know, it's only Baturus a present, it's not Baturus a Chayva. Mishnah Zayin, what's going to be Roya Sakvi? Person sore. A kvi is a type of an animal, it's a suffix to us, whether it's a behemoth or whether it's a chaya, so it's a buffalo. A kvi, we don't know what it is. And there were nine people walking together, and this kvi was coming towards them. Or some say it's called a koi. So again, royas hakoi. The Omar, one says, Hareini knows I want to become a nozer, she's a chaya. this animal is coming towards us, it's a chaya. Second one says, a rainy nozer, shezein a chaya. No, it's not a chaya. Third one says, a rainy nozer, shezein behema. Fourth one says, a rainy nozer, shein ze behema. Fifth one says, a rainy nozer, shezein chaya behema, has both in him. That a chaya has both in him to it. A rainy nozer, shein ze lechaya behema, has neither in him. That's another type of say, it's a min b'chnayatzmai. Or else the seventh, sixth one says, Hareini Nazir, Shechem become Nazir. I'm going to become a Nazir if one of you became a Nazir. Seventh one says, Hareini Nazir, Sheinechem become Nazir. If one of you is not a Nazir. And the eighth one says, Hareini Nazir, Shekulchem Nazirim. In a case like this, Hareikulum Nazirim. All of them become Nazirim. According to Beis Shammai, they're all Nazirim. The Nazir's Betois have a Nazirim. According to Beis Hiluch, where you have to say, this goes according to Reb Shimon, that Yeshkan, there is a Nazirus Minasafik, and therefore they all have to bring Kabonis Minasafik. Now we're up to Perek Vov, Mishnalef, Shloisha Minim Asurim Benazir. There are three different types of Isurim that a Nazir is also to. First of all, Hatuma, a Nazir is also to touch a mace. He can't become Tomei from a mace. He's Saisur is Nazirus. Ve'atiglachas, it's also for Nazir to cut off his hair. Or else, Vayaitzim and Agefen is not allowed to drink wine. Can't eat anything that comes out of the grapes. He's not allowed to eat or drink. But Vayaitzim and Agefen, Starfim Zem Zeh, there's a tear force of whatever comes out of the grapes. Whether it's the grape, whether it's the pits, whether it's the shell, but Starfim, mean eat from them all together. A shear of a kezayis, even though it's mixed up of the pits and the shells, the Maisi Yechayim. But v'yeinu chayiv at shiyochem and anovim kezayis. Yoni chayiv malkis, that you have to eat the kezayis of the grapes. Who are dinarels, the chatzan of yazagim. Has to be the size of the kezayis. But even though it's mitzvarif, it has to be mitzvarif to a kezayis. Here's the Mishnah. Now, Mishnah Rishonah, first they said, at shiyish to revias yayin, that you only get malkis if you drink revias of yayin. But the Mishnah Achrin holds, no, you don't have to only drink Revias Yayin, if ye the Kezayis of the grapes, of the pits and the shells, also Yechayiv Malkus. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva Vaimer, Afilu Shora Pita B'Yayin, if you just soak your bread, your challah and wine, and you Nazar eats it, V'yesh B'Kadel Tzar of Kezayis. Now even though there's not a Kezayis worth of the wine, but with the bread together there's a Kezayis worth, in such a case, Chayiv, we owe that's enough, that Yechayiv had heftim its powerful Yisam, that's called Nayed Kazayas of Yisam. Mishnah Beis, V'chayiv al Hayayin Bifnei Atzmoy. Yechayiv, if Nozer drinks wine, he's Chayiv for that alone. V'al Ha'anovim Bifnei Atzmon, if he eats the grapes, he's Chayiv by itself. V'al Ha'chatzanim Bifnei Atzmon, and if he eats the shells, he's Chayiv. V'al Ha'zagim, if he eats the pits, each one of them, if he has a kezayis of it, he's chayiv. So again, if he drinks a revias yayin and he eats a kezayis of any one of these things, he gets malchus. And who then if he does all four together? If together he would drink a revias yayin and eat a kezayis of the grapes, of the pits, of the shells, he'll get four times malchus. Rebbe Lezer ben Azayi Oimer, Ein chayiv at shiyochol shnei chatzane bezagen. He holds yoni chayiv. If a Nazir eats, is he holds Yoni Chayiv if you eat two garinim, two pits, and the klip and the shells of it. Otherwise, you're not Chayiv. The Pasuk says, Mechatzanim biyadzag, he holds Chatzanim means at least two, and that's the pits, at least two pits, and the shells around them, and then you're Chayiv. Now the Mishnah says, Elohein Chatzanim, what's called the Chatzanim, and Elohein Zagim, what's called the Zagim. Hachatzanim elo achitzayim, that's the inside. The outside, that's the klipas, that's the shells. And hazagim elo hein apinimis, that's the inside, that's the pits. Divrei Reb Yehuda, these words of Reb Yehuda. Reb Yaisi Yamin, the opposite way. Shle titom, that you should not make a mistake, you not make a mistake. And Reb Yaisi Angas on Yehuda, and he yells the opposite way. Kizug shal behema, just like kizug of the behema, which means hachitzayim. The outside one is called the zug, the apnimi and the inside is called the infant, called the bell. Because he holds that the zagim, that's the shells, and he holds that the chatanim, that's the pits inside. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Stam Nazirish Leishim Yoin. Stam Nazirish is 30 days. Now, Gilach, let's say in the middle of the Nazirish, a Nazir cuts off his hair. Aisha Dachu Listim, or else Rabbis do it, means Bainis. Halachra is now Saisish Leishim Yoin. He has to at least count another 30 days. Because in order to become Torah like to finish his Nazirish, he has to take haircut of hair that's at least 30 days long. So if he cut off his hair in the middle, even if he had, let's say, a long Nazirish, let's say a 50 days, so our Kofanim is going to have to wait at least another 30 days till his hair grows back 30 days worth. That's called Saisa Shleishim Yoin. Nazir Shagilach, Nazir cuts off his hair. Bein Bazug, where they use as a scissors. Bein Batar, where they use as a razor. You have this Issa. Nazir Zasa. I Shashif Sev Kolshu, or else he pulls out with his hand, even one hair. Also, the locker is chayiv, he's chayiv malchus. Either he has to pull out the whole hair, or else he has to cut it that close that there's not enough left over to bend it over, that the end of it should touch the ikar of the hair. If he cuts it that short, that's the loch, or nazir is over the lav. Now, nazir chayfef, or nazir, is allowed to, like, with his hand, scratch his head, scratch his hair. And that's called chayfer from a fasveis, who adin, he wanted me with his hands, one means even with his nails. Now I scrub his hair with his nails, but not afraid, hair will come out. If he is not mischavein, it's mutter. Avaloi serik, he's not allowed to use a comb to come out his hair, and that's like a psik ratio for sure, a hair would come out. Rabbi Shmuel says, lo yochov biyadoma. Person cannot scratch his head, his hair, with type of dirt. Because the dirt, that makes the hair come out. If Nesha Mishareres es hasar, that makes the hair come out, and it's also for Nazir to pull out even one hair. Yeah, Mishnah Dalin. Nazir Sha Yeshaisa Yain Kolayim. A Nazir that was drinking wine the whole day, they only warned him one time. Zayn Chayv al Achiz is only Chayv one time's Malkus. Omula, that said to tell him, Al Tishta, don't drink. Al Tishta, don't drink. Who Shaisha, he drinks. Chayv al Kolachas Viachas. Like every time they warn him, it's considered like a new mice, and then he drinks, he gets malchus. If they warned him once, and he drank, he gets malchus. If they warn him again, he drinks again, he's chayv a second time, a third time. Same thing, hoy magalea kolia, Manazir was cutting off his hair a whole day long, and they only warned him once, is ain't a chayv alach, is only chayv one malchus. Omrullah, let's say they say to him, al tegalech, do not cut off your hair again, and he does it, and they warn him a second time, al tegalech, boom magalech, he cuts off, chayv a kolachas miachas. Every time they warned him, he gets another malchus. Manazir was touching the mesa coming to me all day. Is Enechayv, he only warned him once, he only gets Enechayv alachas. He only gets one time malchus. Omrullah, let's say they say to him, Al Titame, don't touch a mace. Al Titame, don't become Tommy. If Umitame doesn't listen, and he does it, so as many times as they warned him, Chayv alachas viachas, many times as they warned him, he gets malchus for that amount of time.
Yeah, Mishnah Hey, Shloisha Minin Asurim Benozir. The din of Nozir is he's also with three things. Ha Tumo, a Nozir Nalar touch a mace can become Tomeim. Ha Tegalachas, a Nozir Nalar cut off his ear. Or else by Yaitzim and Agif, anything comes out of the grapes, out of the wine, that's also for Nozir Tito to drink. Now, Choyme Betumo Betegalachas, maybe Yaitzim and Agif, there's something stricter about becoming Tomeim or taking haircut. More than just drinking wine, shahatum of atikalachas, if a nazir becomes tummy, where he cuts off his hair, soisrim. That means what he counted from the zeros, the days that he counted, are soisr, are not counted. He has to count over again. He has to start counting another 30 days. If he became tummy, he has to wait till he becomes tor and brings the kabonis for the tumah. Then he starts over again, counting 30 days. If he took a haircut, he has to wait now 30 days, and then he could finish his Nazirus. Mashenkin vayyitzim and agefen, if he drinks wine while he's a Nazir, ain't a Saiser, does not stop the days that he counted, it's still included. Now, Chaymer, there's something strict about vayyitzim and agefen, if he drinks wine and reads the grapes, mi batum of the kalachas, more than becoming tummy or taking haircut, and that is shayyitzim and agefen, something that comes out from the gefen, from the vine, grape, wine, loyhuta meklaloi. There's no way that a nazir is mutter to drink wine. There's never an eifin of a hetter. There's no
like Docho to say he's allowed to drink wine. Mashen came to be a tum of atikalachas, hut from McClellan. Sometimes a Nazir is allowed to become tummy for a mace mitzvah, or sometimes not allowed to take a haircut. What does that mean to say? But the kalachas mitzvah, let's say he has a mitzvah, take a haircut. Even let's say the Nazir became a mitzvah and became healed from his mitzvahs in the middle of Nazirus, Slach was a mitzvah has to take a haircut. But it says by mitzvah, the gilach has called sarai. So that's a haircut of a mitzvah, that's decha the leisa say of Nazirus, and therefore he's allowed to take his haircut. And Echnam will have to start over again, count another 30 days, but there's a hetter for another thick haircut, and who adin, by a tomei mace, by a mace mitzvah, he has a right to. Mashenkin, there's no hetter for another to drink wine, not to make kiddush, there's no hetter to drink wine. Now, v'choyme betumim mimit galachas, in certain ways, the din of becoming tomei is more stricter than taking haircut. Shehatumim for another becomes tomei, seseres esakel. It's Saiser, it stops everything you count, he has to start over again. Like the Pasuk says, V'hayomim Rishonim Yiplu, you have to throw away. And also, V'chayov Malei Korban, after it becomes Tor, he has to bring the Korban, it has to be Shteis Tatarim, Ashnei B'nei Yoina, one for Chatas, one for Naila, and a Kevas for Korban Oshom. Ma'ashenki V'atikalachas, if he takes a haircut while he's another, Einu Saiseres Elish Leishim Yoim, you only have to start counting another 30 days. And let's say first he was makabel to be a nazir for 50 days. And he already counted, let's say, 20 days already. And now he took a haircut. So all he has to do is just count another 30 days. And the aside of a haircut is just that at the end of the nazirus, he has to be able to cut off hair that's 30 days long. So therefore, the galachas only say so up until 30 days. And also, v'yein chayov malei korban. If you took a haircut while you're a nazir, you don't have to bring a korban, a special korban. Because when you finish in the Ziris, you bring the regular Kabbonis.
Yeah, Mishnah Vov. Tigalachas Hatuma Ketzet. How is the din of a Nozir that became Tomeim? So he has to become Tor, he has to take a haircut, and then he starts over again, starting the Shloshim of Nazirus. So, Hoyamazir Bashlishu Vashri. Again, a Nozir that touched the mace, he's Tomei for 7 days, and he become Tor by sprinkling on him from the Mechatis, from the Poraduma, on the 3rd day and the 7th day, and then he goes to the mikvah on the 7th day, umagaleach b'shri, takes a haircut, he kashers with all his hair on the 7th day, and then umevikabinosev ashmini, like he comes tor on the 7th day, then after Erech Shemesh, he can first bring the korban, that's on the 8th day. What's going to be v'im gilach b'shmini? Let's say he first took a haircut on the 8th day, he became tor, he went to the mikvah on the 7th day, but he waited, he first took the haircut on the 8th day, so, maybe Kabbanasa by B'yam different Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds yes, he can still bring his Kabbanas on the 8th day also. Doesn't have to be a day apart. Just usually you can't bring a Kabbanas until you tor after Har Shemesh. So you become tor first on the 7th day, you can't bring your Kabbanas till the 8th day. But here you became Tomei, you came tor on the 7th day. Just you didn't take a haircut yet, so you can take the haircut and bring the Kabbanas on the 8th day. Omalar of Tafran. Tafran says back, no. Ma vein zele mitzvah. Why should this be different than a mitzvah? That by a mitzvah, it's the exact same halacha. That when a mitzvah becomes tor, so it says, v'yom shiri, the mitzvah goes to the mikvah. Then it says he takes a haircut. Also, the mitzvah takes a haircut after you become tor from mitzvahs. And then on the 8th day, you bring a kabbonis. And there it's brought down by a mitzvah. Let's see, he first took a haircut on the 8th day. So you have to wait, you can't bring the kabbonis till the 9th day. So what's happens, why is Nazirus, you make or take the, bring the kabbonis on the 8th day, and by Mitzaras, if you took Hekel on the 8th day, you have to wait till the 9th day. So Amalai, so B'kiva says back, Tairosai Tuluya B'yamov. Can the Gersh Amalai, Zeh Tairosai Tuluya B'yamov, that by a Nazir, he became Tomei, the din is he has to wait 7 days, and then he becomes Torah on the 7th day, and therefore, he could start to take, he could take his haircut, or he could start bringing the kabbonis on the 8th day. Because they're totally in his days of 7 days being tamei. O mitzayra, tarosa tluya b'tikalachtoi. Mashenkin by mitzayra, first becomes tor when he takes his haircut. Before he takes his haircut, he's not tor. And therefore, if he takes his haircut on the 8th day, so you have to have Harish Shemesh before you can bring kabbonis. So you have to be tor a full day before you can bring the kabbonis. And therefore, you can't bring the kabbonis until the 9th day.
And therefore, v'yeni may be korban elim keim hoya m'ur shemesh. You can't bring a korban unless after you became tor, it became shkia. But over here, when you first became tor on the eighth day, so you took heck on the eighth day, so before shkia, you cannot bring a kabonis. And therefore, after shkia slightly, you can't bring kabonis either. Therefore, you have to wait till the next day, to the ninth day, to bring your kabonis. Now, Mishnah Zayin, tigalachas hatayra keitzet. How is the mitzvah by a mitzvah and by a nazir? A regular nazir, after he kept 30 days, so now he has to bring kabonis. And then after the kabonis, then he takes his haircut. So what's the halacha? Says, how you may be sholosh beimis. On the 30th day, when he finishes nazirus, then he has to bring three kabonis. And that is, he has to bring chatis, an oila, and a shlomim. Now, v'shoichet es ha-shlomim, after he shechs the korban shlomim, u'megaleich aleim, then he can take his haircut after he brought the shlomim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these words of Rabbi Yehuda, that the tekalachas by a nozir is telling the korban shlomim. Rabbi Lezer says, lehoye megaleich el alachatis, no, that he can't take a haircut until he brings the chatis. That's what's makiv in the tekalachas. And why? Shachatis kademis b'chol mokom. Chatis comes first. The chatis is before an oila, before a shlomim. And therefore, as long as he brings his first korban, the chatis, he can take a haircut. But, v'yem gilach al echad mishloshtim the evid. If he even brought the korban oila first, and then he took his haircut, also yotza, it would be yotza, but the evid, this goes according to everybody. Gesonim l'chetchilom, after which korban should he take his haircut? But with the evid, as long as he brought any korban, his haircut is called a good tegalachas. Mishneches, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Hevi Sholish Bemis. Let's say the Nazir brought three animals for his kabonis, but for lay perish, he didn't say clearly which one's the chatis, oil or shlomim. So then by ourselves, for real chatis, the kor of chatis, the one that's with to bring chatis, that's the kavsom, and that's brought for korban chatis. Loilo, the one that's with to bring korban oilo, that's the kevis, that you bring for korban oilo, and l'shlom, the one that's fit to bring korban shlom, that's the ayul that you bring for shlomim. Like, therefore, since it's known which korban is fit for the oilo, for the chatis, so therefore the kriya shem is not makiv. What's going to be hayinoytel sar roish nizroy? After the nozik cut off his hair, he took the hair, o meshaleach tachas adud. Then he would send the hair and they would burn it under the pot that he's cooking up the korban shlomim. V'yim gilach b'medina. Let's say the nozir took the haircut outside the Beis Hamikdash. B'medina means in Yerushalayim, outside the Beis Hamikdash. V'yim mishaleach tachas adud. He would also send his hair and they would burn it under the pot that's cooking up the korban shlomim. V'med v'amun. When was this said that it didn't have to burn the hair on the fire under the pot? That's only b'tikalachas hatayrum. The Nozir finishes his 30 days b'tayrum, then he takes the haircut, so that here is a mitzvah to burn under the pot in the Beis Hamikdash. But the galachas hatumah, let's say the case where Nozir became tamei, so there also have to become tori, yes, like a haircut. That here, lohoyim shleach takas adud, there was no mitzvah to burn it underneath the pot that's cooking the shlomim in the Beis Hamikdash. However, Rabbi Meir says no, hakel mishalchen takas adud. Anytime a nozir shaves off his hair, the hair has to be burnt underneath the pot that you cook in the korban shlomim with. Chutz min ha-tumah ha-tomeh she-be-medina bovad. Only a nozir that became tomeh, and he took his haircut outside the Beis Hamikdash, he took his haircut be-medina, so then that hair you don't have to bring in to burn under takas adud. But if he took his haircut in the Beis Hamikdash and echnami, then even on a nozir tomeh, there's a mitzvah to burn his hair takas adud.
Your Mishnah Tes, Hoye Mavashel Es Hashlomim Oy Sholkon. As after the Kanam got finished cooking up the Korban Shlomim, or El Sholkon has even cooked it more, is Hakoyin Noit Les Azroya. Now the Koyim will take this Roya, the thigh, Vashila that was cooked up, Min Ayil, from the Korban Ayil, from the Ram. And this is a special Chelik that the Koyim takes from a Shlomim of a Nazir. Usually a Koyim only takes the chazor and the shaykh, here by a korban shlomim of a nazir, the kohen even takes the zroya. So after the zroya was cooked up, the kohen would take it, and also the chalas matzah achas min asal, we take one matzah out of the basket, or a kick matzechus, and one matzah like a flat one, or a kick like a wafer, one matzah, v'noisa nakapi ha-nozir, he would put these on top of the hands of the nozir, underneath, and then would pick it up, that the kohen would put his hand underneath the hands of the nozir, and then he would be moilech, or maybe his kapov, or malo moirit. And the Yachakach, the Mishnah says, after this, Huter ha-nozir, then the nozir is muto, lishvas yain, to drink wine, or li tom lemesim, to come tome. And then the nazirus is over. Rabbi Shimon says, Kivon chenizrak olav echem in adom, as long as the kohen made one zrika from one of the kabonis, his huter ha-nozir, from then on, the nozir is muto, lishvas yain, to drink wine, or li tom lemesim, and to come tome, to mesim. Even before the nozir, there's all those mitzvahs of giluach, he's allowed to already drink wine, as long as one of the kabbonis were brought, one of the zrikas adam, that's matir. Mishnah Yud, gilach al hazevach v'nim teposel. Let's say the nozir took a haircut, and he had his carbon there, he thought like this is going to be a kosher carbon, but v'nim teposel came out, the carbon was posel, let's say it was nishfach domoy, the dam was spilled, they can't finish the carbon. So locher is the galach tzula. The echo that he took now is possible. In other words, a nazir is only allowed to take echo after he brought his carbon, at least they made the shechita on the carbon. But here that we found out the shechita was possible, that they can't use this carbon. So if so, he took echo before he brought a carbon, therefore the echo is no good. It's as if he took echo in the middle of a naziris. And therefore, his carbon does not help him. So the locher is, he has to wait 30 days to take another haircut. And therefore, zvachav means even the other kabbonis that he brings now does not help. He has to wait till he finishes another 30 days in his ziris, and then he can bring his kabbonis. What's going to be gilach halachat eshler lishmo? He took a haircut, and he thought that they brought, he made a shchit and a carbon chattis, but the chattis was brought shler lishmo. So it's like the carbon is posel, and therefore the hekut is no good. Even though the achakach hei v'kabonis of lishmon, even though the rest of the kabonis they brought afterwards lishmon, still the kalach pei psula. The mice of the kalachas is no good, because at the time when he took his hekut, he didn't have a carbon yet. And therefore, zavach v'loyololoi, even the rest of the kabonis that he brought, does not help right now. Because like he took a hekut in the middle of Naziris, he has to start over again. What's going to be gilach aloyla? He thought he brought a carbon oilum, and then he took his haircut. Oyal ha-shlomim, or else he took the haircut, and because they brought the carbon shlomim, but shalor lishmon, it was brought shalor lishmon. It's the same halacha of yachakach hei v'kabon oisav, even though later they brought the rest of his kabonis lishmon, still take a lach tay psula. His haircut is posel, because he can't take a haircut before they made a shchit on a kosher carbon. And here comes out the first carbon was posel, so the kalach is like in the middle of the zeros. And therefore he has to start over again, was zvachav l'yololoi. Even the other kabbonis also does not help. Rabbi Shimon says, I say azevach l'yololoi. No, only this one carbon that's brought to sul, but that's brought to sul doesn't help. Avishar zvachav l'yololoi, but the other kabbonis helps. That according to Rabbi Shimon, this the kalachas is a kasher of the kalachas. Because what happened? First he brought a carbon oila, or else a carbon shlomim, just as he did it shler lishmon. The locher is the carbon itself is kosher. Since the carbon is kosher, it's considered like he had a carbon brought, and therefore the kalachas is kosher. Just that the carbon is not oila l'shem chayva, and therefore you have to bring another carbon. But the other carbonis that he brought, he would be yaitza. Now the shah zvachim ololoi, if he yield that this shlomim, or oila that was brought shler lishmon, since it's a kosher carbon, the kalachas, he was yotza. And therefore the kabbonis are good, the other kabbonis are good. Just he has to bring over again one more oila, one more shlomim. V'yim gilach ha-shloshton, let's say he brought all three kabbonis, and then he took his haircut. V'yim tzachem yim kosher, as long as one of the kabbonis was kosher, nechnami. Then the kalach took share according to everybody, because he took his haircut after already he brought one carbon. And all he has to do is, the Yavi Sharas Vachim, the other Kabbonis he just has to bring over again. This is the klal, that if he has at least one carbon brought first, then he's allowed to take his haircut. Mishnah Yud Aleph.
Nisha Nizrakol of Echud Min Adomim. Again, a Nazir that finishes the Nazirus of 30 days B'Tayra, and now he brought, had a carbon brought, and one of the Kabbonis was brought, Lishma de Mizbeach. And then Benitma, then after the Kabbonis was Zrika Saddam of one of them on the Mizbeach, then the Nazir became Tomei, before he took his haircut, and before he brought the rest of the Kabbonis. Treblaze Oimer Seisazakur. Reza says it's no good, that the carbon he brought is no good, and he has to start over again.
Meaning he has to bring all three kabbonis.
In other words, now that he's tummy, he has to wait until it becomes tor, and then he has to bring the three kabbonis, l'shem naziris taira. The chomer and the chomer say no, the first carbon he brought is good, and yovishar kabbonis of yitor, he just has to bring the rest of the kabbonis when it becomes tor. But he doesn't have to bring this carbon over again. Omru loy, so Chum said to Reb Leza, Maisa once up in the case, the Miriam Hartamoidis, this lady from the place Tamidis, she nizor kolechem in Adam, she was in the zero, and they brought the first of her carbonus, they brought the dam, obovu yomru loy, and they came and told her, albita dan her daughter, shoysa musukenis, that her daughter was a musukenis, she was about to be mace, and beholcha, so the mother dan the zero went before they brought the rest of the carbonus, she found the daughter dead, so she became Tomei. The Chum said, Tovi Sharka B'nai Seva Titor. The Chum Paskin like them, like the Chumim, that's not sliced like Reb Leza, but rather all she has to do is wait till she comes Tor, and then bring the rest of the Kabbonis. But the first carbon she brought, it's good, since at the time when she brought it, she was Tor, it's like Nigma the Din Naziris. Yeperek Shavi, Mishn Aleph, Koyen Gondol, V'Nozir, Einem Metam B'Kraveim. A Kohen Gadol has no heter to metamah to seven kraven. No din a nazir also. When you're a nazir, even if your father is mace, you have no right to be metamah to your kraven. Only a Kohen is allowed to be metamah to a seven kraven. But not a nazir, not a Kohen Gadol. Avol metamim lemeis mitzvah. If there's a mace mitzvah, a yid that's mace, and nobody takes care of it, then even a nazir and a Kohen Gadol is allowed to be metamah to him. Hoyimalcha mederach. Let's say a Kohen Gadol and a nazir are both walking on the road. Umotsu meis mitzvah, they both found together a meis mitzvah. So which one should be metame to the meis mitzvah? Reb Lezer says, Yitame Kohen Gadol. Let the Kohen Gadol become Tomei, and Vial Yitame Nozer, not the Nozer. The Nozer should not become Tomir. Tomei, because he holds Dushas Nozer is greater than Dushas Kohen Gadol. That's Reb Lezer Shita. Chum said the opposite. Chum Maimrim, no. Yitame Nozer, let the Nozer become Tomei. Vial Yitame Kohen Gadol, not a Kohen Gadol. They all tvaikert. That according to Chachamim, Kedushas Kohen Gadol is Odif for the Kedushas Nazir. So now, Omar Lemra Blezer, Blezer says to Chachamim, Yitame Kohen Gadol should be Metame, you know why? Because She'enoi may be Korban out to Mosif. If Kohen Gadol becomes Tame, and then it becomes Tor, it doesn't have to bring a Korban. So you see, it's not so Chomer. Mashenkin, V'yal Yitame Nazir, don't let the Nazir become Tame, because he becomes Tame, She'enoi be Korban out to Mosif. He after becomes Tor, he has to bring special kabbonis for his tumma. You see, it's more kedusha nazir than a kohen gadol. Omer loy on this, the Chum said back to Reb Lezer, no, yitame nazir, let the nazir become tame. Why? Shein kedusha, so kedusha soilam. He's not kaddish forever. He's only kaddish for 30 days whenever the naziris ends. But val yitame kohen, don't let a kohen gadol become tame. Shein kedusha, so kedusha soilam. As long as he's a kohen gadol, he has his kedusha. And even as the Kohen Hedjit, even after he becomes a Kohen Gadol, he remains a Kohen Hedjit, he also has a bigger Kedusha than the Nazir. His Kedusha remains Leilam. So therefore, that's the Shita, that let the Nazir become Tamei, and not the Kohen Gadol. Your Mishnah Beis, Al Eilu HaTumis, and these Tumis, HaNazir Megaleich. If a Nazir becomes Tamei, so then it's Tzayser is Naziris, and he has to wait till it becomes Tor, then he has to bring Karbonis Tumah, and he has to start over again his Naziris. That's Al HaMeis. If he touches the mace, and Gemara says a Chiddush, even though there's no Kesayis Basar on the mace, it's like a Nefil that wasn't Iskashi at the Bar of Gidim, it also means a mace that's not Sholim. Yeah, but has Roiv Binyan, that's also Metam Him. Then it says, V'al Kesayis Min HaMeis. If you only have a Kesayis, but of the Basar HaMeis, that's Metam You also. V'al Kesayis Nitzel. Kezayis nitzel, that's like the juice that comes out from the decaying body. That's the lecha, the juice that comes out, either from the basar,
from the body itself. That's also metama a nazir. TV says naziris. V'yamole tarvit rokav, like a spoonful of rokav. That's a decaying boss itself. When the boss of the flesh of the mace decays, becomes like decayed, like into offer dirt. So you have a spoonful of it, and the mole tarvit is like two hands full of it. Mole chafnayim. Then the Mishnah says, Allah Shidra, if you have the backbone of a mace, or else we have a gugurlis, or else the skull of a mace, even though there's no other, even though it's only the bones, no boss at all, but this bone is metama. The al aver minachai, a limb that comes off a live person, when it comes off the person, it has a loch of tumas mace on it. Sheeshalo bosakaro, it has enough meat on this limb, that if the limb would have been attached a little bit to the body, it still would have healed up. That's called bosa karol, meat that would have healed up. But now that it came off completely, it's metastumus mace on it. V'yachatzi kav atzomis, and a half of a kav worth of bones of a mace. Even though it's not roiv binyonai, roiv binyonai, we have a chatzi kav of bones, that's also astumus mace. V'yachatzi lug dam, we have a chatzi lug of blood of a mace. So that's also metame. We always know that a kiddush cup is a chatz, is a revius of a lug. So it's like two kiddush cups, a chatzi lug of blood that has tumas mace on it. And nazir is soisus nazirus. Al magon, any one of these things, whether the nazir touches them, v'yal mason, whether the nazir carries them even though he's not touching it, or else v'yal holon, he's in the same oil, the same tent as one of these things. So then the nazir becomes tame, that soisus nazirus. The al etzem kisera, we have a bone of a mace that's the size of a barley, so a nozer is also megaleich. But on this, it's only a mag of yamasoi, only if the nozer touches it or carries it. But if it's in the same oil, the same tent, under the same roof as an etzem kisera, that's not matana b'yoil. As I said before, those are songs before the skull or the backbone, that's matana even b'yoil. Now the Mishnah says, Aleilu, on these type of tumis, hanazir megaleich, a nazir has to take a haircut after it becomes tor, or mazir b'shlishu bashri, and he has to have azoy, he has to have sprinkled on him from the mechatas and the paraduma on the third day and the seventh day, and v'sais has a kaidmin. Any days that he counted ready for his naziris, he has to start over again. And v'einoi maschul limnois, he can't start counting yet the new naziris, el until Achiyitor, until it becomes tor from his tumah, means he has to wait for the 7 days to go by, then go to the mikvah, and then on the eighth day, or maybe as kabonaisov. So after he brings his kabonas on the eighth day, then he can start counting the new naziris. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Al has chochois, now this type of a tumah, chochois means a type of an oil, let's say branches of a tree. A lot of branches coming out of a tree, and under one of the branches, there's a kezias min ames, that's matama b'yoyil. And now the nozer went underneath one of these branches. And we do not know if the nozer went under the branch that has the tumor underneath it or not. So it's a suffix whether the nozer became tummy. Same thing about proyus, that's from a wall. If there are stones sticking out, or there are wood sticking out, and under one of the stones, one of the woods also is a kezias min ames, other ones don't have it. And the nozer went underneath one or two of them, and we have a suffix whether he went under the mace or not. Or else a base apras, that's a ground that there was once a kever there, or somebody buried there, and they plowed up the ground. And therefore, when the rabbonim was still chayshish, maybe there's an etzem, there are bones of a mace there, so 100 amis around the kever still has a din tumim min asafik, the tumim of the rabbonim. The rabbonim of metama, the magi, if you touch the ground there, when you carry it, you become tumim min asafik. Or else the Eretz Amim, dirt that comes from land outside Eretz Yisrael. Also, the Rabbanim will geize tuma on Eretz Amim. Or who adin v'hagoylo v'hadayfik. If a nozer touches, shalawat gilo v'dofik. Some she learned this is the matzeva on top of a mace. And some said there's the coffin itself. The gilo, that's the kisa, the cover of the coffin. And the daifin, that's the sides of the oren. The mice, you're not touching the mace alone, you're only touching the coffin, or you're touching the matzeva. So these are not metamim midiraisa, that Nazir is not Tzaisir, is Naziris. Or Revius Dam, or else Revius of Dam. Now it's less than a Chatzilug, only Revius of Dam. Or else V'Oihil, or else he touched an Oil Hamais. Or else V'Roivat Somais. He went under an Oil, there's only a Roiv of a Kav, not a Chatzikav, but only a quarter of a Kav of bones of a mace. So these things are Namatama Midiraisa. Or else V'Kelim Anoigim a Mace. He touched a Kli that touched the mace. So the Kli became an Avatuma. When the Nazir touches, he becomes a Rishon Atuma. And he's Tamitake for 7 days. But Lamais, it's not Saisu, it's Naziris. Or else V'Yemei Sofroi, V'Yemei Gomroi. The Nazir became a Mitzera. The Lachra is a Mitzera, has to count 7 days after he became Toma Tor from his Tzaras. The Pasuk says he goes to the Mikvah V'Tor, and then he goes out of the Machna for 7 days. So those 7 days is called Yemei Sofroi, he's counting 7 days. If Yemei Gomroi, she knows a Mitzera. It means the Yomim, that he's a Mitzera Gomor. Because after the Kohen was Machlat, that he's Tomei, he's called the Mitzera Muchlat. That means Yemei Gomor became a Mitzera Muchlat. So when Nazir became a Mitzera, the Halacha is even though it becomes Tomei, Aleilu, on these type of Tumis, Ein HaNazir Megaleach. But Nazir does not have to take a haircut because of these. But he has to become Tor, Umazir Beshlishi Bashri, he has to have the Mechatis, he has to spritz on him the third and seventh day, and then he becomes Tor. But the Ein is Seisra Sakoidmim, he counted already some days of the Naziris. Now he continues counting afterwards. It doesn't knock away the first days. He can start counting the Naziris Tyra right away. The Korban Ein has to make the Korban for this type of tumah. The Amosam really was said that Yemei Azov Yazova V'Yemei Azger V'Shal Mitzera Harel Oilun La. These days even included in the joy and the Naziris. He doesn't have to even count even when he's Azov or Azova, or days he's locked up to see if the nega spread or not. If the nega did not spread, so then these days even included in the...